with KSJD News. I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Public Health Department reported two more COVID-19 deaths Friday, bringing the county's total to 15 deaths among cases. Active cases have started increasing again, now at 626 and approaching the record set a week ago. The health department's free weekly coronavirus testing will not take place over the next 2 weeks and will resume Wednesday, January 6. Drive-through testing by Southwest Memorial Hospital is still available on other weekdays. Economists at the Colorado Capitol say the outlook for next year's state budget is improving, especially with the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine. KSJD's Scott Franz reports.
Budget writers for Governor Jared Polis hope to be able to spend more than $500 million above what they were forecasting in September. That's thanks to stronger than expected income tax collections and distribution of the vaccine. They're still expecting to take a financial hit during the winter because of COVID-19 restrictions. Meanwhile, Colorado's economic recovery has been uneven. Economists say workers in service and hospitality jobs are not seeing their pay recover as quickly as those making more than $60,000 a year. State Senator Kerry Donovan of Vail says lawmakers should focus more on the people being left behind. The next legislative session starts on January 13th. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News. I'm Daniel Reisel, and this is my final newscast for KSJD. Thank you for your support of local news. KSJD's Austin Cope and Gail Binkley will take good care of you in the coming weeks as we find my replacement, the next news director. Find more details and how to apply at ksjd.org/employment. And take care.